94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock, light snow and 28. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Some light lake effect snow showers this morning, otherwise cloudy this afternoon, a high today 28. Cloudy tonight down to 17, and clouds a few flurries again tomorrow with a high of 30. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
The Michigan Attorney General's office is moving forward with an investigation of Michigan State University's handling of the Larry Nassar scandal. On Saturday, Attorney General Bill Schuette responded to the Michigan State University Board of Trustees' call for an independent and non-political probe.
I don't need advice from the Board of Trustees at MSU about how to conduct an investigation. Frankly, they should be the last ones to be providing advice given their conduct.
Schuette is running for governor and has tapped retired Kent County Prosecutor William Forsythe to lead his office's investigation.
I can't promise that everybody's going to be satisfied with our report and what we find. But I can promise you that we're going to work extremely hard at our task, and you will get our best effort.
Nassar was sentenced to up to 175 years in prison last week for sexually assaulting patients for 20 years.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly says he wants to see Michigan State University quickly resolving the civil cases involving victims of former sports doctor Larry Nassar.
Give them a mediation option in order to do this, and then drop all attempts to try and dismiss the lawsuit. Using statute of limitations to say that a claim is not valid, that may be a courtroom case, but it's not right.
Kelly, an MSU alumni, supports the Attorney General's investigation, calling the appointment of former Kent County Prosecutor Bill Forsythe as special prosecutor a positive development.
Marion County Treasurer Brett Witkowski has scheduled 3 meetings for next month to help property owners who are behind on their taxes avoid foreclosure. He tells us there's a simple way to avoid losing your property.
We want to get people who are not in payment plans, who are not going to get caught up by April 2nd this year on their 15 taxes, into a qualified payment plan.
Witkowski tells us there are about 1,200 property owners in Berrigan County right now in danger of foreclosure. He notes he, his office's payment plans have a success rate of 93% when it comes to preventing owners from losing their property. Last year, more than 400 property owners were signed up for them. Witkowski says it's now especially important to make sure you don't get too far behind, because a recent court ruling found someone cannot get out of foreclosure by paying their back taxes once the proceeding is complete. There are meetings next month in Benton Harbor, Berrien Springs, and Niles. You can learn more at WSJM.com.
Southwest Michigan will be represented outside of Congressman Fred Upton at tomorrow night's State of the Union address from President Trump. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is bringing Medal of Honor recipient James McLuhan to South Haven as her guest. He was awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions during the Vietnam War in July by Trump. That followed action by Congress and former President Obama to change the time in which a recipient of the nation's highest military honor can receive it. After his military service, McLuhan was a longtime teacher and coach at South Haven High School.
Indiana Michigan Power is sending some crews down to Puerto Rico to help out with hurricane restoration efforts. IDEM tells us 9 of their linemen are currently on the way to the island, which was ravaged by Hurricane Maria in September. This group of IDEM employees will be working in some of the most heavily damaged and remote areas of the island for about 30 days. In February, IDEM plans to relieve this group by sending a different team of linemen to Puerto Rico. In addition to employees, IDEM deployed 6 fleet vehicles to the island, including bucket trucks. The 9 linemen headed to Puerto Rico are based throughout IDEM's service territory, including Benton Harbor and Buchanan, along with many places in Indiana. IDEM is one of several energy companies providing resources and workers to the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority in partnership with the Edison Electric Institute.
After fighting for his life for days, a 25-year-old Detroit police officer has died. Officer Glenn Doss passed away yesterday afternoon. He was shot in the head last Wednesday during a response to a domestic violence call. Here's Detroit Police Chief James Craig.
He did what we expect each and every officer to do, to go out and serve this community with distinction and honor, and he did that.
The alleged shooter, 43-year-old Charles Brooks, is facing a total of 33 charges, with more to be expected. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 28 Friday on Wall Street. The Dow up 224. The NASDAQ gained 95. The S&P 500 up 34. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, a crucial week for the president.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are five times more likely to have hepatitis C. But most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
WSJM News Time is 6:06, 29 degrees. A critical week begins for President Trump today.
The president's first State of the Union address, slated for Tuesday night and expected to focus on five main areas: the economy, infrastructure, immigration, trade, and national security. No doubt the president will praise his tax cuts, like he did in an interview with British journalist Piers Morgan, released on Sunday.
A lot of the global economy, Piers, is because of how well we're doing. You know, most people will admit that, but we are doing well. That's helping all around the globe. That's a good thing.
Mr. Trump may also further outline his plan on the so-called Dreamers, young people brought to this country as children. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Authorities in southwestern Pennsylvania haven't named a motive in the weekend killings of four people, but the families of the victims think they know why.
Jealousy drove Timothy Smith, say the families of the four people shot and killed outside of a car wash southeast of Pittsburgh early Sunday. Sierra Clark, whose sister was killed, said Smith was a jealous ex.
Now I can see it. He has a very obsessive personality.
Fayette County District Attorney Richard Bauer said the victims, all in their 20s,
who were apparently shot with an AR-15, 223 semi-automatic rifle and a 9mm handgun.
Another person was hurt by shattered glass. Authorities say Smith has a gunshot wound, possibly self-inflicted, and is not expected to survive. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A 66-year-old serial stowaway arrested again at O'Hare International Airport. Just a week ago, Marilyn Hartman was ordered to stay away from both of Chicago's airports, but authorities say she was not found in a secure area of O'Hare. During Sunday's incident, Northwestern psychologist Mark Reinecke weighs in.
I think you have to get at the underlying mechanism. What does it mean to her that she's evading TSA and that she's going to the airports? It's not about consequences and rewards in the traditional sense. It's about the meaning that this has in her life.
Hartman was nabbed aboard a flight to London without a ticket earlier this month. She'll remain in Cook County Jail until a court hearing on Wednesday.
Secret Service warning of a brazen new way of robbing ATMs that has them spitting out cash until they're empty. Dozens of cases already across the country, more than $1 million already stolen.
It's called jackpotting. But unlike the machines at the casino, these are ATM machines compromised to spit out money till they're empty. Fraudsters pose as ATM technicians, uniforms and all, open up those ATMs with a generic key which can be bought online. The Secret Service says they install a laptop computer and a cell phone, take over the machine. He leaves, a second money mole shows up at the ATM and calls the phone technician, who initiates the withdrawal sequence remotely. The technician later removes the laptop and the cell phone and puts the ATM back like he was never there. Dave Packer, ABC News.
One crowd favorite won big at the Grammys last night.
We heard one name over and over.
Bruno Mars.
Six wins, including three big ones. Song, record, and album of the year. And he thanked guys like Jimmy Jam and Babyface who paved the way.
They are my heroes. They are my teachers. They laid the foundation that this album wouldn't exist if it wasn't for these guys that have written these songs.
Several big wins also for Kendrick Lamar, but the night's most nominated artist, Jay-Z, went home empty-handed. Backstage at the Grammys, Jason Athens and ABC News, New York.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. Men's college basketball, Michigan State beat Maryland 74-68. Women's college basketball, Michigan beat Northwestern 80-59. And in the NFL, it was the Pro Bowl yesterday, and the AFC beat the NFC 24-23.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.